Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She will update us on global surveillance and the importance of it. Dr. Megan?
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about the World Assembly of Delegates for the World Organization for Animal Health. It's also called WOAH, or W-O-A-H. This meeting occurred from May 18th through the 22nd in Paris, which is where WOAH headquarters are based. And the reason that the U.S. had a presence at the WOAH general session is really because of the importance of this governing body to global standards for animal health. So really, the animal health standards that WOAH sets impacts global trade, impacts the reportable diseases at a global level, certainly impacts how the U.S. reacts and responds to animal disease threats that are on a global scale. And so one of the aspects of the meeting is that there are 183 WOAH country members that are represented at this meeting. They have signed an official agreement with WOAH, and it really brings those countries together to not only talk about disease impacts in their respective countries, but also, of course, how there is a global connectivity of those countries around the world with regards to animal and animal product trade. When we think about what occurred during the meeting, really the goals are to adopt those international standards, discuss technical topics of global interest, adopt administrative and technical resolutions, examine and approve various reports, and then, of course, think about the governance bodies of WOAH. From a pork industry perspective, both myself from the Swine Health Information Center, as well as Dr. Anna Forseth from the National Pork Producers Council, were represented on the U.S. delegation and really wanted to be present and participate to, again, understand the global components of some of these diseases, be updated, of course, on current country status, and understand, of course, at the WOAH level, where official disease reporting status is ongoing. A really central theme of the meeting was to understand how do we increase the investment in animal health to really secure everyone's future. One of the global themes is to think about how animal health is one health as we provide protein and food for the world through pork production, and really how do we continue that investment. Another key aspect of the meeting is to update some of the diseases of importance to the U.S. pork industry, thinking about foot and mouth disease virus, as well as African swine fever virus, and where do certain regions of the world continue to struggle with these diseases, and understanding their response capabilities, lessons learned, what's going on in country, again, so that the U.S. leadership can take that back to increase our prevention, preparedness, response capabilities, learning about these diseases on the global scale. Specifically, one of the diseases that was talked about quite substantially during the WOAH general sessions was the increase in foot and mouth disease virus, SAT-1, that has recently spread outside of the historical endemic regions in Africa and has now spread into the Near East, Middle East, and even into the EU. When we look at the Swine Health Information Center Global Disease Monitoring Report from last month, we can see that foot and mouth disease virus, SAT-1, has really expanded into new regions that we need to keep an eye out. Specifically, Cyprus had its first introduction into the pig sector with over 21,000 pigs affected by FMD SAT-1 in Cyprus. We continue to see outbreaks in Greece as well as Israel with regards to SAT-1. This was a major topic on the WOAH general session, and this is really important for our pork and beef producers to think about continued vigilance with regards to vesicular lesions and reporting to state and federal animal health officials if any FMD is suspected.